Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Have Mercy. Matthew presents Jesus as the Jewish Messiah who would be king. This Messiah would be a deliverer, and he would be a ruler. He would be both divine and human in one person. His messianic credentials were kingdom miracles, also called signs, that were unique to him in terms of scope and kind. They gave evidence that Jesus was indeed the promised messianic king, presenting the kingdom on the condition of national repentance and faith in him. Matthew 8 and 9 emphasize the authority of Jesus as the Messiah. His authority over all sickness and disease, over the forces of nature, over demons, and over death all collectively serve to show Jesus is the divine human Messiah prophesied in the Old Testament scriptures. There is no greater proof for the Bible than the Bible itself. It is a spirit-inspired book. And the internal proof of this is great. Its wisdom, its beauty, its harmony, and how it all centers in the person of Christ is truly amazing. It's not merely that Jesus did miracles, it's how his whole life from every angle harmonizes perfectly with the totality of the prophetic scriptures. The things that Jesus did fit perfectly with what the Old Testament teaches concerning the coming kingdom and the prophesied Messiah. Matthew 9:27. When Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out, saying, "Son of David, have mercy on us." In context, Jesus had just raised a 12-year-old girl from the dead, evidently in Capernaum. And as he departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out, "Son of David, have mercy on us." Even though they were blind, this showed some real spiritual insight. Son of David is a messianic designation. God promised David that his throne would be established forever, and thus the coming Messiah would be a descendant of David. Not only does the Old Testament present the coming Messiah as the son of David, but so does the New Testament. Romans 1, Revelation 22. Because son of David is a messianic designation, Matthew, in the very first verse, introduces this book by saying, "The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David." Jesus was a descendant of David by adoption through Joseph and by blood through Mary. From every angle, he is through and through a descendant of David. But beyond that, he is the most special descendant called the son of David. As we often like to say, he is the greater David because he is actually greater than David in that he is not only David's son, but also his Lord. Not only his offspring, but the root. Since the genealogy of Jesus in Matthew 1:1, this is now the first mention of Jesus as the son of David. This is the first recognition of Jesus as the messianic son of David in terms of his earthly ministry. These blind men evidently knew that when Messiah comes, he would usher in the messianic age, which would be characterized as a time when the eyes of the blind would be opened. When John the Baptist began to question whether Jesus was really the Messiah, Jesus sent this message to him, Matthew 11, 4 and 5. Jesus answered and said to them, "Go and tell John the things which you hear and see. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them." You see, these were messianic credentials, in keeping with the Old Testament prophecies related to the coming king and his kingdom. These are miracles of the kingdom that only the coming messianic king would bring about in the kingdom restoration. That is why the writer to the early church in Hebrews says, quote, Hebrews 6:5, "And have tasted the good word of God and the powers," literally miracles, "and the powers of the age to come," the kingdom age to come, "have tasted the miracles of the kingdom age to come." The miracles that Jesus did were unique to him because they were signs that he was the Messiah. Technically, these miracles belonged to the kingdom age, of which Christ's miracle was a foreshadowing. And there was only one Messiah. Only he did these kingdom signs on this level and scope. To claim to do what Jesus did in terms of sign miracles is to claim to be able to do kingdom signs, indicating you are the Messiah. That is heretical. Jesus did what only God can do, what only the God-man can do, what only the Messiah can do. These blind men called on Jesus as the Messiah, the son of David, and they called on him to have mercy on them. No, they didn't cry for justice, but rather mercy. This shows humility. They could have been bitter and jaded, saying, "Why did this happen to us? Make it right." But no, they cried out for mercy. The idea of mercy is to have compassion and sympathy towards those in misery. It's the idea of taking pity on someone and can be characterized as compassionate treatment on those in distress. In the Old Testament, various words are used that are translated as mercy. However, consistently, it is the idea of caring for those in distress who are helpless to help themselves. Mercy cares and acts to relieve misery. When the Son of David brings in the kingdom, it will be a time of relief, a time of mercy, time of healing, time of restoration. That is what the kingdom is all about. And with this in mind, these blind men called on Jesus for mercy. Matthew 9:28 continues. And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" They said to him, "Yes, Lord." Jesus waited until they were in the house to address them. It is thought this was probably Peter's house, which was perhaps Christ's home base in his adopted hometown of Capernaum, which became the ministry headquarters for his Galilean ministry. In the privacy of the house, Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" They, in effect, were calling him Messiah in referring to him as the Son of David. Again, the Old Testament scriptures inferred this is something the Messiah would be able to do in conjunction with the kingdom. In essence, Jesus was asking them if they really believed that he was the Messiah, which would be evidenced in him healing blindness. As far as recorded miracles of healing, healing the blind is addressed more than any other specific miracle. There is a physical reality, but it corresponds to a spiritual reality. Jesus is able to give sight both physically and spiritually. But in asking this question, Jesus was dealing with spiritual realities in terms of what they believed about him. Their response was a lordship response. They said, "Yes, Lord," which in this context related to believing would probably indicate they believed in his deity. Lord is sometimes used as a polite address in the sense of sir, but when used in faith of the Lord, it means master, really a sense of God master. Lord has the idea of one who has authority over. They were recognizing that Jesus as Lord had authority over their blindness. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.